"Give me your coat and umbrella," said Holmes. "They may rest here on the hook and will be dry presently." "You have come up from the southwest, I see."
"Yes, from Horsham.
That clay and chalk mixture which I see upon your toe-caps is quite distinctive.
I have come for advice.
That is easily got.
And help.
That is not always so easy.
I have heard of you, Mr. Holmes. I heard from Major Prendergast how you saved him in the Tankerville Club scandal."
"Ah, of course. He was wrongfully accused of cheating at cards.
He said that you could solve anything."
"He said too much.
That you were never beaten."
"I have been beaten 4 times. 3 times by men and once by a woman."
"But what is that compared with the number of your successes?"
"It is true that I have been generally successful."
"Then you may be so with me.
I beg that you will draw your chair up to the fire and favour me with some details as to your case."
"It is no ordinary one."
"None of those which come to me are. I am the last court of appeal."
"And yet I question, sir, whether in all your experience you have ever listened to a more mysterious and inexplicable chain of events than those which have happened in my own family."
"You fill me with interest," said Holmes. "Pray, give us the essential facts from the commencement, and I can afterwards question you as to those details which seem to me to be most important."
The young man pulled his chair up and pushed his wet feet out towards the blaze.